Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the Half-Fast Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Ian Dees, broadcasting you from a moving bus on the way back to Portland. With me is Nate Mr. Now, what's your last name, Nate?
Curry.
Nate Curry, yeah. I was close. Nate and I are going to talk about our impressions of the conference. And I think one of Nate's favorite issues was renewable energy. Is that right?
That's correct. When I got there, I didn't really know a whole lot about any of the prospective initiatives. I knew their names, but that was about it. And it was really interesting to see the different presenters present all their views and, of course, cut each other down. That was pretty funny. Steve Novick especially seemed to relish...
taking digs at Ben Westlin?
Yeah, taking digs at Ben Westlin and pretty much whoever else he could.
Yeah. That's why I didn't sponsor an initiative this year, actually. It was entirely for fear of him.
So
you have a reading from...
I was just reading a great little pamphlet called Don't Think of an Elephant by George Lakoff, which is about knowing your values and framing different issues, much as Republicans are so good at. And he actually had a little bit about the Apollo Project that I thought was really interesting and actually wasn't covered all that much at the conference, and that was the use of the Apollo Energy Project as a umbrella strategic issue. Because in addition to helping with being an energy issue and helping sustainability, it's also a jobs issue because it creates 10,000 new jobs. It's a health issue because it results in less air pollution and less childhood asthma. It's a clean water and clean air issue, a species issue in that it cleans up environments and habitats. It's a global warming issue. It's a foreign policy issue because we no longer be dependent on Middle Eastern oil. And it's even a third world development issue because this research that's being used to develop these new energy sources can be sent out to the third world. And every dollar invested in energy in the third world has a multiplier effect of 6.
Do you think that's why the Apollo initiative sort of was the most popular of the initiatives because it's so wide-ranging and visionary and all that stuff?
I think so. I think it sort of gets back to what Oregonians like to think they're all about, the sort of the coming up with new innovative ideas like, you know, the bottle bill and public beaches. And so I think this is meant to be another step in that direction.
Now, I went to the panel discussion on renewable energy, and one minor thing they talked about was the fact that some farms actually apparently harvest the methane coming off the cow pies and are able to burn that and generate their own electricity. Now, did I really understand that right? Did they really make an engine that runs on bullshit?
I believe so, and actually it's sort of funny. When I lived in Southern California, I lived about 15 miles away from the lovely town of Chino, which was noted for its large manure processing plant, and I can tell you that if the winds blew the wrong way, it was very clear that just 15 miles away was a methane processing plant.
But still, though, if they have an engine that runs on bullshit, could they, like, take this down to Salem, maybe? And
there definitely seems to be a little extra surplus bullshit down there, that's for sure.
So, what was your favorite part of the conference? Was it the drinking or the nudity?
I guess I missed out on the nudity. I did note plenty of drinking, and I may have actually partaken in a little bit of that. I definitely didn't enjoy the poker playing. Lost a fair amount of money doing that in a relatively short period of time. The panel discussions were, of course, interesting, but, yeah, mostly it was all about the drinking.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I think one fact that arose from this conference, I don't think a lot of people want to talk about this. It's not a very popular subject in this crowd, but it's the fact that the name of the conference, Rebooting Democracy, the letters can be rearranged to spell out Dogbone Meritocracy, and I find it troubling that no one brought that up.
Well, I have to say I consider that about as relevant as Jim Hightower mentioning that the letters in Presbyterians also can be rearranged to spell Britney Spears.
Ooh, snap! So, did you participate in that Who Am I game where they stuck names on all our backs?
I did, in fact.
So who were you?
I was Earl Blumenauer, I'm happy to say.
And, you know, if I'd seen that, I would have had trouble knowing... I think I would have had trouble getting that.
I did have trouble getting that, especially when I asked if I was a legislator. I think somebody thought I was asking if I was a state legislator, and they told me no. So then I asked somebody else later if I was a legislator, and they said yes. So I was very confused about whether or not I was, in fact, a legislator.
You see, I got lucky because I just, out of the blue, I asked my first question... Am I a lying bloodthirsty, warmongering skank? And they said yes, so I knew that I was Condoleezza Rice. It just, it took me a few more questions than that. That's just kind of my little fantasy of what happened.
Right.
But I definitely had a much easier one than Earl Blumenauer.
Earl was a little tricky.
But I just like this whole notion of do-it-yourself government, you know? Get the whole DIY thing in there.
Absolutely. It's good to see people who are not necessarily always completely engaged in the political process getting together and discussing it and, you know, having the opportunity to air their issues.
Yeah.
And so, drink.
And, yeah, better to have DIY government than DUI government, which is what we have now.
Right.
Awesome. Well, let's keep on being benevolently irrational.
Correct.
I've never felt more irrational than I feel right now. It's great. It's beautiful.
It is a lovely thing.
Do you have anything else you want to say to the internet?
Go interweb.
Woohoo! Alrighty. Hey, everybody, say something to the internet, people. We're recording. Say something to the internet, people.
Hello.
We love the bus.
Woohoo! Hello.
All right, see, that's you on the graph right there.
That's tight.
Bus 06. Hello? Hello?
I'm looking for a job that can pay car insurance.
I love technology.
More interesting than Albertsons.
Okay, did you hear that, guys? Car insurance, Albertsons, job.
Technology.
Right. Open source rocks.
Open source rocks. Get it. Woohoo! Get on the bus. All right. Thanks for listening. I'm signing off, heading back to Portland. Bye now.